Now, as Dr. Rose told you,
listen, Abby, I'm through.
Abby Ebert, I'm correcting you in.
What that sounded just as you as it was to do, since there is a hermit promise. You understand?
Every time you would make some kind of mistake, come right down on the red line. On the red line. You understand? Ain't that right? You see what I'm talking about? Bless you. You understand? You're a good man. You understand? The steps of a good man is ordered by the law.
Right.
You understand? Every time they go to chunk some bread and wine, you take a plate. Don't do that!
That dumb stuff don't pay.
If we give you a pass, ain't that law? And if you want something to eat, don't bring it up here in the congregation this summer. It never was done that way. Isn't that right? And then if that's true that way, you understand? Can't you see they're all doing it wrong according to the scripture? You don't bring the table. You don't give it once a year. You understand? I don't care if it is just one time a year. If that one time is not going to be wrong, because the gift is done. You understand? If that's how the whole lot of people, they had to put that hand to stay in Congress. Think of that. You see, not too long ago. And several years ago, not too long ago, you understand? The daddy was out there baptized, you understand? And a fellow got out there, and Jehovah's Witness, I know he's right. You know, he stepped off in the deep out there, and then said, yeah, winter time comes up. You understand? It's cold in the north, you understand? And what they used to do is send me to baptize. Long for water up there behind the clothes, you understand? It was all that important. Finally going down and break some ice down there, you understand? And get baptized. It's too cold. You see, if it's too cold to get baptized, it's showing hell too hot to go to hell. You understand? Do you understand what I'm talking about? The weather gets so cold it freezes up ahead of ice. You understand? Now they want you to break the weather because you said get baptized, you understand, in the water. You can't know that person. Things like the new moon and all whatever other time. You understand? Trying to do these things necessary. And what's the bad part of it? You talk to these things. You see what I'm talking about? You know these things, right? You've got it right in your comfort, you understand? And let me say this for a single minute. Say, listen, you people just got life. You understand what I mean? Don't come up with the wrong place to do any playing now.
That's
right. You understand? If you just don't have it, you understand? And you just ain't going to do the thing right, then shut down! You lose your soul!
That's right.
You understand what I mean? You can't behave yourself at home and abroad and all this kind of thing. Don't nobody want to be worried for me, no. And I'm talking to all of you and everybody else that's in
here. Now that's not just inviting you to walk through life and nothing like that. We want you to preach. We want you to be sincere. We want you to be in earnest about it. We want you to quit hypocrites around if that's what you've been doing. You understand? That piece of paper don't like you to be hypocrites. You understand?
It's your soul. It's your need. You understand? There are but a few people around in the world. They've got the Holy Spirit. You understand? And you come on clean. You go on down there and preach it just like it was the last time. See, and don't fear nobody. You understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Because we must give an answer for this uproar that we're having in the church, and it's going to be real soon. No, you're not going to just keep on going and just keep on going. Well, next week and next month, I'll be afraid now. Don't take no chance on that, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
You see, let me tell you, the next feast day is coming up. See ya. 10th day of October. You don't know you're going to get by like you did the 6th day of June.
Right.
You understand? You don't know that. See, I done told you. See, this place is gone. You see, now the people are in. See, this is the last. This is the last people. That's why we had to meet. 1957. Somebody said, well, I'm too busy. I can't go. You understand? I'm just, you're going to be here. You see what I'm talking about? Get rid of that stuff. Get straightened out. You understand? Somebody said, listen, I'm tired, I work hard all day, and I'm losing my sleep, and all. That junk's got to go! Paul preached all night, and I preached all night, many times. Now I'm not clipping you five to one. Ain't that right? They wouldn't let me quit. You understand? And here you looking at the clock, you understand? Why don't you stay home and look at the clock? Well, you want to come down and look at the clock and worry me to death for? You understand? I'm trying to get something over to you. You understand? You're too busy for this and you're too busy for that. Say, listen, you're going to have plenty of business to take care of. If there isn't any such thing as shoveling coal, you'll have a job shoveling coal pretty soon.
Of course, there is no such thing. You understand? It wasn't that.
Really? Then somebody said, you know, if you're just going to be burned up and that's all there is to it.
No.
Just that won't take long. It's a pretty and it's walking around. You better get away from that. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Warn you to see from the wrath of God. And the wrath of God, you can't see. You understand? You just can't take it. You see? Let me show you that you can't. There's people all over the world. You understand? That's some of these awful people. But you put out of joint. There's something wrong with your back. And there you go. There you go. Can you do anything straighten out that nerve and that bone thing? Now, if you can't stand something like that, don't you see you can't stand the wrath of God? You see what I love, brother? But you're so bad, you understand? And all that kind of thing. And I see him in the hospital, just turning and shaking and just hollering all the time. Nervous system for all the people. And I know God's there. You understand? True faith and the God, the whole nervous system. Now you can sit down. You see? You can sit down. Relax. You kind of think. You understand? And see where you are. You see what I'm talking about? You may not be passing. You may not get into 1968. They're talking about the presidential campaign in 1968. And let me tell you this. I wouldn't guarantee you that if you get down to 1970. See, 1970 would be 2000, wouldn't it? See? Now, that's where he went in his ministry at, 30. See, you might make it down to 30. I can't promise you that. You see what I'm talking about? See, this 67.
Yeah.
You better straighten up and fly right and get rid of some of them excuses, some of them alibis, and quit your fooling. Because don't you lose your soul. You're right at the place now where you guess about. Paul said, be not weary in well doing, for in due season you will reap if you care. Don't think. Now, that is no place for taking nothing. We break down too close to it. You understand? For us to come up with some little old friendly alibi. Now, I wanted to tell you about that because I want you to see what that law was that's going on. You understand? I want you to understand it. It's one of the repetitions. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
When they did that, they was preparing the Messiah to come. You see, the Jeremiah, Israel went up there and built Jerusalem, get under the Messiah. Now, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, they was looking for him. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Now, he's been here. Now, they're doing the same thing, denied him then, and now they're looking for him. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You see? Here's the coming. But you know that you have him in you, brother, quickly and spirit. You understand? And you can't go around here fooling. You ain't fooling nobody but yourself. And you will lose your soul if you don't straighten up and fly. You understand what I mean? And live it every day, every hour, and every day. I can't tell you to do that. See? And you can't do it if you don't have something to do it with. You understand? You can't make it on your own. Somebody said, well, I tell you right now, I'm going to straighten up and fly. I know you mean. But make a mess out of it. If you don't, if you look around, you get the spirit. Ain't nothing. You see, you got to, well, I ain't going to drink no more with that. That ain't going to get me none. You see, you got to do this. Apologize. Repent. You understand? Straighten up. Fly right. You understand? And listen. Here's something else I want you to know. Listen to this. Paul said, forsake, not to assemble yourselves together as the manner of some is. And the much more you see the day approaching. Can't you see from here what he's for? You frightening around about having a meeting on Wednesday, and Friday, and Sunday. You understand? That was a daily minute question. You see, that's just all day. I'm saying a daily thing. You should learn about it every day. Roman Catholics is an every day. You understand? You see, you understand? He don't lay off no days.
Right.
God don't need it. You understand? Well, I wouldn't mind coming down there if you didn't keep us down there so long. But what are you going to do when you're lost? You see, the harvest is past and you're yet not saved. You understand? And all that Israel did was just grab and grab and grab and grab. So that's what Paul told you in 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And they just murmured and complained and griped about everything. See, we don't have them. They griped about that. You understand? We had two meetings a week.
that gripe about that. You see, you understand? And when we didn't have none, we griped about that. And then when they got down here, you didn't have to tell your mother, then they griped about beer. Now, what are you supposed to do? I hope you don't.